This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
Hey, this is Brendan Dillon, defenseman with the Winnipeg Jets, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
Welcome back to the Front Row Podcast. Today, and I got Jamie Thomas today. How are you?
Buddy, I'm doing great. I heard you're doing yard work today, so I'm looking forward to seeing your yard a little bit later today.
Yeah, I got like four little pieces to do, so it's all good.
Yeah. But then we can put the photo in the magazine. It's like, you too can have a yard like Donald.
Yes. And
yeah.
So we're supposed to get more rain and snow this week sometime. So
yeah. Maybe you shouldn't get on it then. Well, I'll take the photo in May. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not only white stuff coming in the springtime.
Yep. I know where you're going with this, and I love it.
And because there's a white oak coming downtown.
Yes, there sure is.
So that'd be starting after Thursday?
Yeah, so it looks like, so Vegas plays Colorado today. So if Vegas beats Colorado, then all Winnipeg has to do is win one of their final two games, they'll have home ice. So I'm not quite sure. Now the playoffs start Saturday. I'm not quite sure if the Winnipeg Jets will be partaking on the Saturday or the Sunday or even Monday for that matter. But the point is, man, they're in, they're playing well, and that's, so who cares what day they start at, because it's just exciting nonetheless.
Yes, and so this is the first time we're playing Colorado in the playoffs.
Yep.
So either we have home game advantage or they do, so...
One or the other.
Yeah, and so we have Seattle Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and then Vancouver last game on Thursday.
Correct.
And so it's kind of like one of those two games could be big to get clinch home.
So I guess, which is what Winnipeggers never do. We never cheer for Vegas. But maybe cheer for Vegas tonight, and then all the Jets have to do is win on Tuesday against Seattle. But either way, they're in a good position to clinch home ice at some point this week. So they would have to lose both their games and Colorado win, you know, two of them, because they'd have the regulation win tiebreaker. So theoretically, you know, the Jets are in a good spot. But let's not talk about it too much, because I don't want to jinx it. I'm knocking on wood right now. But home ice. And here's the thing too, Donald, like what we saw on this last road trip, I mean, I don't think the Jets are, you know, in a bad position to start anywhere, whether it's on home ice or in Denver for games one and two. I think they feel comfortable. If they continue to play the way that they are right now, I don't think it really matters. But, man, having that extra game, if it goes seven, would be great. It's just a great accomplishment to finish second. You know, had a great shot at first. You outscored Dallas and Colorado in back-to-back games 11-0. And I'm pretty sure nobody had that picked on the old bingo card. So, that's where it's going from there, right, my friend? I mean, they're in such a good place right now. You sweep a road trip out and through the Central Division. And then, you know, when you look at the schedule, you're like, holy cow, look at that road trip to close out the year. About thank you very much, schedule makers. But they deliver, and now you have a couple of home games where you just want to keep making sure your game's right and head into the playoffs on a roll.
Yes, I kind of wish we had, can we wear white at home, like the Jets wear the white jerseys at home.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I know.
I know. They wear the blue ones and...
Yes. So. I know. I'm going back to my childhood. I mean, I loved white jerseys at home, but I mean, it would be nice if you could switch it up a little bit, but that's just not how it goes. The Jets will go with the old blues, but the best part is they're in the playoffs and we can figure it out and complain about the uniforms, the uniform color they wear another time.
Yes. And,
yeah.
So MLB's starting already started, and what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts so far?
Okay, so having worked in Toronto for 7 years, I you know, being part of the Blue Jays pre and post game shows and traveling with the team and stuff like that, or traveling covering with the team, never traveling with the team. It is so early right now. Like, I mean, it's not like you want to fall behind like 20 games and have to come back from that. But this panicking that's going on, this complaining and everything, let's slow down here. You start on the road against Houston, not exactly the easiest team in the world. You play the Yankees on the road too. So I think, you know, you have a tough game against Colorado on Friday. So what? You're working out your kinks. So I think they're still a very talented baseball team. I still think they're a playoff baseball team. Looking around the majors, the Yankees are exactly probably where you think they are. The Dodgers, you know, Dodgers are where you think they are. It's just so early to tell how this is all going to turn out. The one concern I do have is all the injuries that are happening to pitchers, and who knows? Like, I mean, this seems to be a problem year over year, as pitchers getting hurt so early. There's lots of guys on the injured list right now in Major League Baseball, but I mean, it is so early. It's such a long, long grind. I think you just enjoy it as it is, and I love baseball as much as anybody. So it's just, I think there's just a lot of things that have to play out here, but nobody has more pressure on them than the Los Angeles Dodgers. Flat out, you spend that kind of money that you spend in the off season, and you are expected to win a World Series, and the rest of the world hates you. So every day everybody's hoping that the Los Angeles Dodgers lose. That's just the type of pressure that they face day in and day out with that kind of money. They had a big bounce back win against the Padres yesterday. And then the Yankees keep winning. So listen, it's baseball is such a long, long grind that you just got to ride the waves of emotion throughout the months, summer months, and into the fall.
Yes, and then CFL starting in a not long future. So
yeah,
so the stadium got renamed to the Princess Auto. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, like, May is, I think you could argue, to me, the best months of the year are April and October, because October is like hockey's back, and then you get the Major League Baseball playoffs, football, the NFL is full underway, CFL is turning the corner into the, you know, the playoff drive or playoff stretch, and then in April, baseball starting, NHL, NBA playoffs, I mean, what else can you really ask for? So, and then, of course, March Madness closes out in April, which sounds silly, but it is in April, and you got a great start there too. So Frozen Four, I mean, those are two tremendous sporting months. And of course, the CFL training camp starts at the end of May, and we get to see how the Bombers play things out. And I think, you know, you look at what the Bombers have done the last 4 or 5 years, there's not a whole lot you can complain about outside of you haven't won 4 straight Grey Cups. That's really the only thing you can complain about. I think you have to, if you're a Bomber fan, this is like an unprecedented success, especially with the salary cap, the way it is. I haven't seen a team dominate the regular season like the Bombers have in a long, like outside the Calgary Stampeders, but Calgary didn't win a whole bunch of Grey Cups and get to the Grey Cup either. So it's really enjoyable if you're a Bomber fan right now. And I think you should just also ride the wave of success that they're having right now.
Yeah, it's because the Bombers didn't win much since 90. Then they had 4 years in a row and they made it to the Grey Cup, won 2 of the 4, and it's right now it's like everyone's like on that high right now with the Bombers. So
yeah, like I mean you go to 4 straight Grey Cups, so there's nothing to complain about. I mean, yes, you can get upset you don't win, yeah, and you feel you should win, but that's the beauty of the CFL. It's just you can't count on always winning all the time, and you never know who's going to win when it comes to the Grey Cup, because it's that one game situation where anything can happen. That's the beauty part of the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, it only takes that one bad game and you're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, and then especially when you're the number one, like the team, like the Bombers, like that pressure has to be unbelievable because of just how good they are, and it just takes one perfect afternoon for your opponent, and of course the whole narrative changes. So I mean, I'll take four consecutive trips to the Grey Cup. At least it's better than the Buffalo Bills and the Minnesota Vikings, who went to 4 straight Super Bowls and got nothing. So I think people just have to look at what you do have instead of what you don't have.
And that's CBL starts soon too, so.
Yeah, I've heard, listen, I even though it's in my building, or not my building, but the same building the Jets play in, like, I've heard great things about that. So I heard the Sea Bears put on a great show last year. I give a lot of credit to the fans of this city. You know, obviously anything professional is always fun. Winnipeg's a great sports town, and they've shown it. But I've heard the Sea Bear games in particular are highly entertaining. So no wonder why the fans went out and you know, showed up the way they did so many times because of the entertainment value that they got with the value of their ticket.
Yes, and what's your thoughts on the Arizona-Utah thing?
Oh. Okay, well, here's the thing. It's hard. It's frustrating for fan base in Arizona. No question about that. They've been jerked around more times than I could think about. Different arenas, certainly the wrong location of arena. The building in Glendale was one of the dumbest things ever. It's very similar to the location of the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, right, in Canada. It's just not near downtown, very hard to get to, really challenging to fill a building when it's hard to get to a set arena. So location is the whole thing. Robert Morello's, you know, reportedly, and I'm not going to sit there and say I know everything about it, but the way that things have gone and the way things that have been rumored, this guy obviously does not know how to run a sports franchise. So if it's, and the, you know, clearly the National Hockey League Players Association has to have concerns about the quality of the facilities that they're one of their teams is playing in, and it's, you know, playing in front of 4,600 people is great if you're a university team, but it's an absolute farce if you're an NHL team. So I feel like the NHL had to do this. Should obviously the idea to get back to Arizona or Phoenix is a good one because the size of the television market, you do know you have fans there. It's not like you have to rebuild it or anything like that. You've seen the fruits of the NHL's labor with the quality of the players that have come out of the Arizona area. And I will speak to the NHL's goal scoring leader in Austin Matthews. And, you know, there's been numerous players following that. So the plan worked. You just couldn't get the right building or the right ownership. So Ryan Smith has a lot of money. It sounds like he wants to spend it. So theoretically, you'll have a very competitive team because the Coyotes just need a couple of players here and there to start becoming competitive on a night-to-night basis. They have a lot of young talent. They've got great goaltending. Bill Armstrong's done a wonderful job since he took over as general manager. So it's all heading in the right direction, but I just think the NHL was forced to do what they had to do at this point. So good on them, and hopefully this isn't as confusing as it looks like, because I don't think it's just as simple as we're moving, and then it goes from there. So, yeah, Bill Armstrong, of course, has done a wonderful job drafting, and they have a very bright future, but now you have an owner that wants to spend money. That's how it's going to go. So we'll see how this goes, but I see a future, obviously, where Arizona's going to get an NHL team, probably, you know, from an expansion team scenario. But now we don't have to hear about this for a long, long time. Hopefully we'll have 32 stable teams heading into next season.
And do you think Canada will get a eighth team in Quebec or GTA area of Toronto?
No. No, I just don't ever see a day where this is coming, right? It's just too hard for me to see. I feel, you know, you see the struggles we've had here in Winnipeg. I feel that same thing can happen in Quebec, and it's no offense to anything. The Jets are turning the corner here. They're working things out, but I think the NHL just likes the idea of big markets now going forward. That's why they're probably going to think about going back to Atlanta, considering how huge of a market and how big of a hub it is in the United States. So I don't know. I would be 100% shocked if the NHL ever returns to Quebec.
Yes. Wait. As Canadian,
doesn't mean it won't happen.
Yeah. As a Canadian,
I would be shocked.
As a Canadian, I want more Canadian teams, but You have to look at it realistically, probably not, right?
Yeah. At this point, unless it's somebody, I don't know. Like, I mean, it would be great. We all want to see the Nordiques and the Montreal Canadiens all over again, but I don't know. I just think the NHL has other ideas and, you know, growing the game. The game doesn't have to grow here. That's the thing. The game has to grow in the United States, period.
And if I was, like, an owner like Mark Chipman gets the AHL franchise, puts the team there,
yeah,
and build it like how Chipman did since the original Jets left, and build it up like that, then the NHL may look, hey, we have Quebec.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there's a lot of things to happen for that. I mean, who's not saying it doesn't, but if we're already hearing that Atlanta's going to try to get another team and Arizona's in discussions maybe, you know, down the road for another expansion team, it just doesn't sound good in terms of those who would like to see a team in Canada.
Yeah, right now they have like Atlanta, and then they have Houston, and they have...
Yeah, there's Salt Lake...
Salt Lake, Kansas City.
Yeah, there's two. There's too many big markets there that there's just Canada can't, unless they shoved another team in the GTA. But I cannot imagine a day where the Toronto Maple Leafs do not fight that tooth and nail. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Toronto's too big of a market.
They love having the. In fact, like the tickets are so expensive. Just look at how many people have season seats with the Buffalo Sabres because it's far cheaper. And you think that, which is nuts, because the Canadian dollar to the U.S. dollar. But people would rather drive across the border and get tickets in the United States for the Buffalo Sabres. So I just don't see a day where another team, especially at those ticket prices, comes into the GTA.
And already take the train up to Ottawa.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which is what a ton of them do. So that's a sore spot for the ownership group in Ottawa, but we won't get into that.
Yes. You want to see more red jerseys than blue jerseys.
Yes. I want to see more blue jerseys here than white blue jerseys. That's, like, to me, that's one of the most annoying things on the planet is when, you know, Canada Life Center is half full of Leaf fans. But yeah. That's just, cause I don't know. There's nothing to do about it because of how long they've been around here, and I'm sure it's not fun. But it makes for a good rivalry, makes for fun nights inside Canada Life Center, and it's only once a year.
Yeah, it's like the original six teams you see a lot.
Yeah, Canadian jerseys, Bruins jerseys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
Yeah.
It's just because Chicago's been so bad lately that we don't really see that many Blackhawk jerseys.
No, like, you will see more Bernard names on the jerseys now, so...
Little more trickling in on that department. I'm sure that will change over the years here because that gets pretty good.
Yes. And so hopefully game one probably be Saturday, Sunday, or Monday for the Jets. So
yeah, we'll enjoy the playoffs, my friend. Hopefully we're in for a long, long spring here because it would be great to have that to the city buzzing all the way into June.
Yes. And yep. Hopefully they, like the Bombers, would be a parade down Portage.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes.
Here's crossing our fingers.
Yes. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, man.
And you stay classy.
You too as well. Same as you.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at @PodcastFrontRow and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.